Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, August 13th, 2009. In the news today, Israeli settlers attack Palestinians in the West Bank and the military allows aid supplies into the Gaza Strip. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli settlers attacked on Thursday afternoon Palestinians at several areas in northern West Bank. Witnesses said that the settlers hurled homemade bombs at Palestinian cars near Nablus city and attacked civilians near military checkpoints around the city. Palestinian sources reported damage to property but no injuries. Meanwhile, the Israeli military kidnapped on Thursday seven Palestinian civilians during pre-dawn invasions targeting a number of West Bank communities. Palestinian sources said that Israeli troops invaded the central West Bank city from Ramallah and nearby villages, in addition to Hebron city in the southern West Bank and northern city of Qalqilya. The Israeli military announced that all those kidnapped are on the army wanted list and were moved to military detention camps for questioning. The army added that troops found a weapon and ammunition at one of the kidnapped men's homes. Earlier, Palestinian sources reported that a Palestinian teenager was shot and killed on Wednesday night in Al-Zawiya village near the northern West Bank city of Nablus. Palestinian police sources announced that the boy arrived dead to the hospital in Nablus city. The police added that an investigation of the incident is underway. Witnesses from the village says that the boy was playing with his father's gun and shot himself by mistake. Other sources said that his father, who works as a security officer in the Palestinian Authority, shot the boy by mistake. Elsewhere, the Israeli military opened two commercial crossings and allowed a number of trucks loaded with supplies to enter the Gaza Strip on Thursday. Israel placed the Gaza Strip under total siege in June 2007, leaving the 1.5 million Palestinians living there suffering severe conditions. An unusual Israeli security activities has been reported by Israeli media sources on the main roads, asking drivers to slow down and submit to security checks, especially near the Ben Gurion airport near Tel Aviv, causing serious traffic jam. A group that called itself the Army of Jerusalem reportedly told Ma'an News Agency via email that they have kidnapped an Israeli soldier near Ben Gurion airport Thursday afternoon, adding that they will release more information about the allegedly captured soldier later on. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Barnoura.